Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Move into the
Welcome to week 211 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and we're crossing time waves, oceans, and all sorts to meet up with everybody tonight, because our special guest, Christina Ritchie, is from Western Australia, and we're going to do a live sync over to the switchboard in New York with the golden-voiced Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
If he shows up before I get back, just keep him there until I return. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And, yes, we are connecting the planet. You in England and me in Western, on the west coast of the U.S. and Western Oregon. And then Christina Ritchie, our guest, all the way over in Australia, which is like, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning over there, and she's like still waking up and stuff. This is really cool.
It's really good of her to be on the show today. Yeah, because it's about 5 o'clock in the morning now, I think, just after five there. And so it's a real honor to have her. And not only that, she works with an ascended master that I've had the pleasure of working with before today. And, you know, so she's going to tell us all about that when she gets on here. And
great.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Akhenaten, and he's called Serapis Bey now. He was Akhenaten in one of his incarnations. So she's going to be telling us all about what is Luxor Light. And so she actually has grounded that on Earth with her physical body, which I haven't had anything so major happening to me like that. So I'm so looking forward to hearing what she says about it. But before we actually bring her on, as you know, we always give airspace to up-and-coming singer-songwriters and other artists on here. And so the producer of my music at PH 5.5 Audio in Wigan has got a new album on iTunes, and it's on Tastemasters Volume 4. And the name of the act is Even Hand, and they call the song No Room. And so I thought I would give that a quick play. So here we go, give it a spin.
Great.
This is Pash.
Every day I try to learn something. By the way, I'll see you. Keeps on love coming. Demeanor lets me down. Oh, and
That was Pash Fair from Even Hand. Really talented guy. Plays all his own instruments, writes his own songs, and produces everything. And is absolutely talented. You probably heard his voice on some of my tracks as well. So, how are you, Gary? Are you okay?
I am perfect, and so are you.
Good. Yeah, I know. I'm not big-headed either.
Exactly.
So, has the weather been okay over there? We've had really good weather and quite warm here, but it's going to get really cold now. But today we're going to send out special healing to Ash and to Ian McPhean, members of the Gold Ring website.
We got those requests for healing, and we are sending out special healing for both Ash and Doa and for Ian McPhean or McPhean. And wishing them loving, healing energy. So send it out to them. Keep them in your thoughts. Keep them in your prayers or whatever.
And anyone else.
And laughing and cheerful and having fun as quickly as possible. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, manifest that.
And we've had some incredible weather. It's been beautiful the past couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, though, we did break all of the previous records for rainfall in October, and here we are only 7 days into the month.
so
rained
had
like
lunch,
yeah, it was like a hurricane. I've never seen so much rain coming down so quickly, but it's been lovely the past couple of days. That's the great Northwest, where it rains quite frequently, and the aquatic life and the sea life is quite abundant, and that's part of it, you know.
We've got to have the
logging and lumber and so forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we want to have the flowers, we have to have the rain. But not only that, if it's raining where you are, just remember that above the clouds, it's beautiful sunshine, provided it's daytime, of course. Which the dawn is breaking over there in Australia, so we're going to bring Christina on right now. Are you there, Christina? Christina Ritchie of Lux of Light.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here.
I'm surprised you could even speak at that time of morning.
I'm a bit worried that I might not be able to.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you've been here before, haven't you? And since you were here before, you went to Egypt and you were there for the first uprising there. And then, do you want to tell us about your work over there, Christina? Or about your work in general?
Yeah, for sure. Really? It's about a year, I think, since I was here last with you guys. I think it's only a year. Feels like a long time ago, but anyway, a lot has happened since then.
Yeah,
seems like years ago.
It seemed like a couple of weeks ago. Was it a year? Goodness.
Well, I'm feeling a little bit nervous this morning, so it must have been at least a year.
Well, it's because you've got up too early for yourself.
Yeah, possibly. But yeah, so you guys, as you know, and lots of people know, I'm all about ascension, and that's what Lux for Light is all about. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about where we're at with Lux for Light at the moment, what I'm doing and what's happening in Egypt and things like that. So,
brilliant.
Please.
And Jean, Chrissy, you said you have a special connection with Serapis Bay. So we certainly have a lot in common with that because so do I. So as you said, Serapis Bay, for those that don't know, is the Ascended Master who resides in the Ascension Temple in the etheric realms over the physical temple of Luxor in Egypt. And so Lux Light is an earthly extension of this temple, if you like, because the energies that we work with enable the individual to access and become a carrier of this frequency, and some people call it a flame. So I've worked with Serapis for many years now, and that journey under his tutelage has brought me to what I want to share with you all now, and I'm pretty excited that you guys have given me the perfect platform for that, actually.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So, back in 2007, and this just came to me the other day. I was because I'm in the middle of writing my book all about the Lux for Light and the journey of that, and how it connects in with the spiritual path and the initiations and things that we take. Anyway, I was stumbling through my files and I came across a piece of paper that I wrote on the 1st of December in 2012. And the significance of that particular date actually adds up to 22. And that's the a very significant number for us in Luck for Light. And for me, it's my life lesson. And for Luck for Light, it's the sacred mathematical equation of the symbol that we work with. And lots of things happen under that number. And on that particular day, I'd written a proposal for a vision that I had about establishing a centre for ascension in Luxor that would incorporate healing and permaculture gardens, healing clinic and any other number of things that we could offer to the Egyptian people that might help to enrich their lives and be a way that we could give back to the community and humanity as a whole. Given that my purpose is raising consciousness, you know, it was another way of being able to incorporate everything into a more earthly mission, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has a mission, as we know, and mine just happens to be mostly based in Luxor and that area of the world. So the natural place for me to want to do good work is Luxor. So yeah. That proposal, I think, got filed away, and that was basically, you know, just forgotten about, you know, put to the side and we'll see what happens, left for the process of time and divine agendas to take care of. And but since then, so many things have happened. And shortly after I wrote that proposal, I left with my son and a friend and went to live in Luxor for nearly 4 months. And on that first day of arriving into Luxor, we went to look for somewhere to stay. And it just so happened that we were given the opportunity to live, just the three of us, in this wonderful big house with three levels overlooking the Valley of the Kings.
Wow.
And we helped the lady who owned it to prepare it to become a hotel. But something wasn't quite right with that idea, and I was naturally more inclined to want to turn it into a spiritual centre, and so it pretty much went by the wayside. But I've always felt a really strong connection to it, and it's called Nubian House. Anyway, 5 years have gone by since then. Lots of visits to Egypt, but no more to Nubian House. Lots of challenges, lots of lessons, and lots of tests of ascension. Oh boy, lots and lots and lots of tests of ascension
mm-hmm.
along the way.
Tell us about it.
And in 2010, I found myself having to move back to Luxor to live again. And this time, as it turned out, my time coincided with the 2011 revolution. So I'd taken a group in the October and 2010, and then arrived back at home in Australia later that month to find my whole world turned upside down and spirit very powerfully redirecting me back to Egypt. And so although it was a very difficult time, I had to do it in a hurry, and it all happened within a few weeks. And by November, I had given up everything I had and moved back to Egypt for some weird and wonderful growth period that seemed to be orchestrated in order to get me to be there for the revolution of January 25, 2011. And that period of the revolution was a really crazy time for me, which had nothing to do with the revolution itself, really, but all to do with making me stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through my own revolution and finding my own place of liberation that coincided exactly with Egypt's own attempts of liberation. And at the time, my dad was really sick, and I really sick, and I really needed to go home. But I struggled with the fact that the local holy man, his name is Sheikh Jaber, kept telling me that I was supposed to be there for the completion time of the revolution to help hold an energetic triangle in place, and I would not be allowed to leave Egypt until the revolution was over. Well, I sort of thought, didn't really know whether I believed in all of that, to be honest, and I kept trying to book a ticket home, and it kept being blocked. But by the Tuesday, I decided that I really wanted to be home and nothing was going to stop me and because my family needed me. And so I booked my flight home for the 13th of January and said, I'm sorry, Spirit, but I have to go. Hopefully I've done what I needed to do. And then on Friday, the 11th of January, President Mubarak stepped down and the revolution was over.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. And I spent January 12 in Tahrir Square with the celebrations and then flew out for Australia on the Sunday, the 13th of January, and my mission was obviously complete. So that was, you know, pretty crazy. And a lot more has happened since then. And Egypt, of course, has returned to the square again in July this year, and as we're all aware of. And it's not over yet. But it's most definitely a time of, you know, great change for Egypt and the world, for that matter. And it was really all too easy to think it could be over with one revolution. But the fact is that how I see it is that Egypt is moving through the chaos on the path of ascension, trying to find harmony through the conflict that is held within. And this is, you know, Serapis Bey's expertise. That's what he oversees us, working through that chaos within on their path of ascension back to Sirius. And the external happenings that we're witnessing, in my understanding, are a reflection of what's happening within, not only in Egypt, but all around the world. And so what's happening in Egypt is more or less a very visible expression of where humanity must tread in order to come to a place of peace, and how we find that place of peace within. So I've spent the last almost 3 years recovering from the journey of my own life on the path of healing the chaos within. And now, in coming to that place of peace, where harmony resides, my new purpose is beginning to present itself, and I wanted to share that with you guys today.
Oh, yes, yeah. Tell us the name of your book as well.
Please, yes.
My book is called Birthing a New Reality. So, but it's been, you know, on the cards for quite a few years now, and blocked myself, wrote a few words here and there, but I'm on to it now. I've said that before, mind you, so. But I'm onto it now, and I've given myself a bit of a deadline. I'm really hoping to have it all pulled together by the end of the year, and so that I can start, you know, looking at getting it published. So it's pretty, it's a pretty full-on book. I've had some pretty crazy experiences on my journey through ascension. So if it doesn't become a movie, I'm going to be very surprised.
Well, it sounds riveting. Let us know. You'll have come on the show and let us know when you've got it published, and tell us where we can get hold of a copy of it.
Yes, so absolutely. We'll have you back on again as well.
Yeah.
Promote the book.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about, you know, getting back into writing that now. So that's an enjoyable thing.
So I was going to say, you had a really... strange experience, didn't you, when you were actually birthing the new light, the Lux of Light?
Yes. Yeah, one of the many very strange experiences, yes. It was a spontaneous thing that happened to me, actually, on the day that it came through. It was more or less like being plugged into an electric socket. So, my whole body just went off, you know, like a fit like, you know, the whole body. And that happened on that first day. For most of the day, it was really very full on, and I was aware of what it was. I was aware that it was a spiritual awakening or a spiritual process. I didn't know what it was, what it was going to become. I just thought it was another one of my weird things, but, you know, amplified 1,000 times.
Do you find it surprising that your own spiritual awakening or your revolution within coincided with the revolution going on in Luxor at the time you were there? There are no coincidences, I think.
Exactly. No coincidences at all. And, you know, I knew that at the time. But, of course, you know, no matter how spiritually minded you are and how much you know, when you have your own things going on, of course, you know, we still tend to do that human thing and, you know, okay, I know this, but, you know, we bring it back to ourselves as well. But it was perfect, you know, the day that Mubarak stepped down that morning, I actually felt an absolute sense of peace. And I'd thought to myself, because I was having days of 3 days, 3 days of turmoil, 3 days of, you know, peace, 3 days. It was a 3-day thing. And there is this whole 3-day process that goes on, or a process of threes that tends to go on with us, 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, whatever, where we go through these processes. And at this time that I was there during the revolution. I was having this 3 days up, 3 days down type weird, crazy things going on, which I knew was connected with the revolution, but at the same time, I knew that it was also myself, and you know, we were doing it together, more or less, or whatever. But yeah, when you're in it, it's not always so easy to see until it's complete. But the morning that it was complete, and then I received a phone call from a friend in Cairo, and he said he stepped down, and I was so joyous. I think I was more joyous than the Egyptians around me. And also, I think because I just felt the truth in what Sheikh Jaber had been trying to tell me, you know. And he'd kept saying, you can't leave. If you leave, there's going to be a weak link and things are going to be worse than it is. And I kept thinking, why do they tell me these things? It's crazy. But anyway, it was, yeah, quite amazing journey. I wasn't there this time. Haven't been there this time. So going back in January will be my first. I did go back. What year is it? 2013. I went back last. Did I go in? I didn't go in January in 2012 at all. I was really strongly directed not to be in Egypt for 2012. And I don't know why, except I was very strongly directed to be there in January of 2013. So I just listened basically to the calls of where and you know, I went to other places for 2012 you know, other reasons that I knew spiritually the purposes for. So January it was, and I went on my own. I didn't take a group. And I pulled together a healing clinic. Well, you know, pulled together a healing clinic. I began a healing clinic. It was where I went into the homes of different Egyptians to give healing with the idea that eventually there would be a healing clinic. And that's what's beginning as of this January when I go back. It's all voluntary work where myself and my students will offer healing to the Egyptians, and they love it. They just love it. And works on all levels, of course, because, you know, the women have such a hard life, a lot of the homes, the floors are still, you know, bare earth, and it's very hard on the body. And so they do definitely receive immediate physical relief. But there's the energies with Luxor Light are so strong and powerful. They're also, you know, it's helping on the emotional levels, the mental levels, and the spiritual as well, helping to raise consciousness, of course, and that's our aim. So that kick-started last January. And then, now in what, the last month or something, stuff has really started to accelerate forward, like a magic spell from the heavens above, more or less, that we're now beginning the Luxor Light Centre for Ascension and Sustainable Living, which is becoming a physical manifestation as we speak, more or less. And so the aim of this project is, number one, for the Healing Clinic, of course, and we also set up a women's workshop teaching women to sew, and the aim is that they'll take their work into the local markets to sell and eventually be able to provide the uniform schools with their uniforms. And that brings an income to these poor families and gives the women a sense of empowerment. And really very blessed, a woman that I met in January last year, and there was a strange air around this meeting of this woman that I had this, why have I met this woman? But, it was you meet people and don't always think those things. But as it turns out, this lady, her name's Karen Shulker. She lives in Luxor, and she's volunteered her time and expertise to teach the women. Excuse me. So, this is just amazing. She just simply came out of nowhere, really. She obviously, you know, placed there perfectly for when the time would be right. And now my friend and colleague, Abdul, who's helping me pull all this together, his mother is a seamstress, used to be a seamstress, and so now she's volunteered her time to teach as well. So we've provided sewing machines and a workshop room and fabric and things, and the women bring their children, and there's craft things for them to do, and it's the very, very beginning, but it will grow.
It sounds amazing.
Right.
And for a very small amount of money we raised to provide another really poor family with a donkey and cart, so they could start a recycle business from collecting rubbish in the streets and reselling the scrap metal and plastics to bring in an income and sustainable income for them.
Yeah.
And the biggest project that is getting underway now is creating permaculture gardens. This is like my garden on the Garden of Eden project, more or less.
Oh, wonderful.
Bringing heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and my good friend Abdul Maghrabi is providing us with, now wait for it, Nubian house.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Back to us full circle.
Wow. You've come full circle. Yeah.
And so the project begins. It's amazing. And one of my online students from Slovenia just happened to know a man by the name of Edwin Kahur. I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly or not, but he's also from Slovenia and well-versed in permaculture farming, who's offered to teach the Egyptians how to go about creating the gardens, and he gets started in January, February.
So what exactly are permaculture gardens, Christina?
It's now you're asking the tricky question.
Sorry. Don't tell me it's sustainable gardening. That's it.
Sustainable gardening, yes. I know the idea. Don't ask me the technicalities.
I just love the idea of sustainability, though, because, as we do that, we're shifting the attitudes, mindsets, and beliefs of a world when they're out of step with a finite planet and a globally powerful human race, and it's all about sustainability. I love that. I love that concept.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really feel that with the ascension process and with Luxor Light being, all about ascension, we raise ourselves up into the energies of heaven, so to speak. And then, what is this time all about? It's about anchoring heaven on earth. So, we have access to that energy, and it needs to be brought back into the people, back into the earth, back into the project. So this is our definitely bringing, the heaven into earth type project, where we've gone through the process, and now let's give it back to the planet in these ways that is just going to, hopefully, eventually, not at the moment because I don't want to scare people away, but eventually I would love to offer all volunteers. This is all going to be volunteer projects, by the way. So there's, and all funds that we raise and all hands on, everything goes to the project. There's nothing filtered anywhere, everything directly into the project. So, we hope to, we'll start the gardens at Nubian House, and eventually, hopefully, there can be a restaurant that teaches the young people about hospitality, so they are then trained to have opportunities for work, and they'll run the whole thing basically. And we also like to do some community farming, gardens. Bigger than what we can do at Nubian House. The idea at Nubian House is it's desert soil. And so when Edwin teaches them about the permaculture process in the desert soil, their backyards are desert soil. So rather than us starting in the lush farmland, we start with the desert soil so they can learn to transform the soil and then take what they learn into their own backyards. And who knows, maybe some enterprising young person may decide to start their own permaculture business and build gardens for other people. These are the ideas that we're hoping to help to make life more interesting, more easier, and hopefully help to eradicate poverty and bring a better opportunities. It's very, very difficult for them, especially like now through the revolution time. The poor families, it's very difficult. They don't even have enough money for, flour to make their bread, for instance. So, trying to think of ideas where we can help yeah, always be, everybody always, you know, have food on the table and helping bring that together.
If anybody wants to contribute anything, they can contact you at your Looks a Light website.
Yes, on the website, yes, for sure.
Yes, what's your website, real quick?
I have a couple, but the main one is www.luxorlightascension.com.
Because you're doing some great work over there. I went in about 96, and I couldn't believe the poverty. I didn't go to Cairo or Luxor or any of those places. I was a bit too far away because I was at Taba. And next time I'll try and get a bit nearer to the pyramids. But I couldn't believe the wilderness. It didn't look like there was anything for a camel to eat. It was just bare ground. I don't know what the camels ate at all.
Yeah, I know. It's very very harsh. But you know, once upon a time, it was a Garden of Eden. You know, all of that. So who knows what
will happen?
Who knows? So. You know, a long time away, obviously, but we just don't know. So let's bring all this sort of thing into the country and start transforming as much of it as we can in, and bringing the energy in and helping to lift the consciousness for that area of the world as well. And eventually, I hope to have Luxor Light, at least a Luxor Light teacher resident there. You know, maybe on a rotational basis, that there's always somebody there that can help that can be, you know, teaching our systems of meditation, color therapy, or the ascension work, healing, yoga, and so on. So, you know, very, very beginnings, but dreams do happen, and well, visions certainly always come together. Maybe not exactly as we see them in the beginning, but it's all unfolding. So,
and you're very proactive in creating that. So. That's absolutely marvellous. But can I just ask you, have you got a parrot in the background or some exotic Australian bird that you can hear?
The sun is rising, so the birds are starting to...
Well, it sounds like they're in the room with you. Really loud. No. It's really loud. Could be a kookaburra. Hey, kookaburra.
Actually, no, that one's not a kookaburra.
But right. And it's getting out of springtime over there, isn't it?
Sorry?
Is it spring?
Yes, it's spring. Yes, it's beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And I should know what that bird is. Sorry about that.
No, don't worry. I only know one, and that's the kookaburra. Anyway, okay. So we've got a beautiful video of yours that we're going to play. And so, if anybody missed what you were speaking about, you are saying some of the same things on the video, but. We're going to play that now. So if Gary wants to get everybody to pull up the players, I'll go over to the switchboard and I've uploaded the soundtrack on there.
We can do that. Let's get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link that's been posted in the chat room and pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. There's my heart. I just saw yours. And Giant Christy, in her devilishly inimitable way, will cue us all and synchronize us all and play the video together. So as we're waiting for the hearts to ascend in the chat room, we're waiting.
And I'll count you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I wish to share with you an amazing program that will assist you with your ascension and enable you to tap into the channel of the frequency of Luxor Light, of which I am the earthly guardian. In 2004, on my 44th birthday, I experienced a spontaneous awakening, and the process of Luxor Light began to unfold. I'm not going to speak of this here, because all of that is covered in my book. However, I wish to give you a brief overview of what Luxor Light is. Luxor Light is an ascension frequency, or energy if you like, and not just a program. Luxor Light is not something you can learn, but rather something you can have, something you can activate within your own energy field. Luxor Light plays a major role in shifting consciousness from that of the old world into that of the new, but also anchors a particular frequency within the field of those who carry it. On arrival into 2012, the purpose of Lux for Light becomes clearer and clearer, and now it is the perfect time to share this energy further with you so you too can experience the power of Lux for Light that enables one to shift lifetimes of baggage and move swiftly through old paradigms and into the new. We are all ascending into the fifth dimension, where we will experience a greater level of oneness, a greater sense of unity with our brothers and sisters on our beloved planet Earth. But those who choose to consciously ascend are accelerating and entering into the new world at a more rapid rate, and find that their conscious choices that are also consciously worked at bring them into alignment with a much smoother transition phase. There is so much on the internet and being written about now to do with the ascension that it will soon be that everyone will know what we have been talking about over all these years. As this happens, we notice that our world around us is changing, and changing rapidly. It appears that everyone begins to meditate, do yoga, think consciously about caring for others, for animals, for the earth, and such like. Lux for Light is a multidimensional self-healing program to activate your higher levels of consciousness to bring you into alignment with your soul's purpose. Once you have registered to work with this system, you will begin to connect on a subconscious level with myself, and the channel of the frequency of Lux for Light, and over the duration of the course, you will begin to build on the strength to hold the frequency yourself. Of course, there is no better way to do this course than with a qualified facilitator of Lux for Light, but that is not always possible for many reasons. Lux for Light teachers are few in the world at present, and therefore being able to reach into the infinite supply of this frequency needs another way, and thankfully the internet is our way. There are three levels to the Lux for Light Ascension program. The first level, Lux for Light Ascension Level 1, is the key to enlightenment, and we welcome the frequencies that begin the process of accelerated healing and anchoring one into the new era known as the Dawn of Khafre on the ancient Egyptian calendar. It is a multidimensional activation program, a proven method of accelerating consciousness, allowing you to merge gracefully into the fifth dimension. It is healing on the stairway to heaven, bringing you into alignment with the divine plan for 2012 and beyond. Balancing the masculine and feminine chakras of the fifth dimension and fully activating the divine masculine and feminine in preparation for the sixth dimension and beyond. Clearing and activating your Christ grid, bringing clarity and direction, restranding the DNA back to full consciousness in an understandable way. And then there are two further levels that take us all the way to the 24th dimension. However, the first level, level 1, is the most important level in the whole program. Level 1 is the foundation that gives us the strength to be able to hold the higher frequencies. Even if an individual has already activated the fifth dimensional level of consciousness, this program is used as a solid grounding and gives us the ability to build on our personal pyramid in readiness to receive our capstone, our crowning glory of enlightenment. Thank you for listening.
Right now, it's time to do our candle ceremony. We always make a ceremony out of this because it should be something special, lighting a candle. It reminds us that we're part of the great light, reminds us that we should take our light out into the world and help other people to light their lights if they so wish. And we celebrate the diversity and the spiritual diversity of us all by honouring the divine and honouring the light in everyone. So I've lit my candle and the Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere. We also light the candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals. And that is, as always, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and into Mother Earth. and I would like to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe. Calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia Corey. And now I'd like to do the ancient healing song, taken from words said by Moses to God when his sister was very ill. So the words of this song have been around for thousands of years. So you sing along, I'm going to use my voice to send out the healing, and you can also use yours to send out healing to everyone that you know that needs it. Ana, Elna, Rafana. Na el na rifa na la, na el na rifa na la, na el na rifa na la. Once more. Thank you. Now we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra, please. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth.
Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Lord.
please simply come in touch with the breath. Watch your breath flow in and watch the breath flow out. We're going to work with the Luxor Light symbol, a symbol of powerful protection, of love and of healing. If you can imagine in your mind's eye, this symbol is an equilateral cross within a circle, and also inside this circle is a triangle. When you spin this symbol in the anti-clockwise motion, it becomes a ball of light, and the triangle becomes a triad, the most stable form there is. So just for a moment, continue to place your focus on your breath. And allow yourself simply to relax into your heart space. Now imagine just above the crown of your head, you're receiving a Luxor Light symbol of love, healing, and protection descending down from Source and settles into this chakra, the Alpha Chakra, just above the crown of the head. Imagine that with your breath, this symbol begins to spin in the anti-clockwise motion, activating Alpha for your divine purpose. And now imagine that another Luxor Light symbol of love, healing, and protection ascends up from the core of Mother Earth and settles into the chakra known as the Omega Chakra, just below your feet. With your breath, this symbol begins to spin in the anti-clockwise motion, activating your divine pathway. Now on your next in-breath, imagine that you are breathing both these symbols from both Alpha and Omega in to meet in the heart at the same time. Allow them to lock into the heart on the out-breath, and they begin to spin in unison in the anti-clockwise motion within your heart center. Now gently the symbol begins to expand, expanding out through the chakras, expanding, unifying all chakras with the heart space, expanding until you see yourself sitting in full lotus position within the very epicenter of the equilateral cross of light, within the triad, with the ball of light, within the ball of Luxor light. The symbol expands, healing through all the bodies, through the emotional body, through the lower mental body, expanding, healing out through the higher mental body,
and continuing to expand all the way out through the spiritual bodies. Allow the symbol to continue to expand until you find a comfortable resting place. A place where you can sit in stillness, in harmony, a place where you sit at one with God, with the universe, with the all that is. Just be. Just allow yourself to sit in the stillness, surrounded by the energies of love, healing, and protection. Immersed in the ascension flame of Master Serapis Bey, cleansing and purifying all your bodies. For preparation and acceleration of your own personal ascension. Be at one with the pulse of your body. Be at one with the pulse of the universe. Be at one with the pulse of God. Now gently become aware of your breath. And aware of how the energies have changed around you and within you. Aware of your oneness with all of humanity. Bring your conscious awareness into your present space as you breathe yourself gently back into awareness of the room that you're in. Of your surroundings. Full awareness of your physical body. Of the sounds around you. Full awareness of every breath you take. Full awareness of your presence here on planet Earth. You are fully aware, fully here, and fully now.
talked about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for that gorgeous meditation. Really powerful. Thank you, Christina. Also, thank you to the Light Beings for being with us here today. Next week, we have Jane Dawson, and she'll be bringing us messages from our loved ones. So call in early because it's always really busy when Jane's on. By the way, I won't be here, Gary. It will be Javonda here and Gary as well because I'll be in France. Ooh la la.
You'll be on holiday.
Yeah. So I need one. I'm so tired. But anyway, thank you to everybody for being here in the chat room, and thank you to all the people listening in archives. And we'll ask that the angels be in archives for people who are wanting healing in there as well. Okay, so
absolutely.
We'll bring Christina back on to say good night, and if she's forgotten to mention anything or she wants to just mention her website again to people who weren't in the chat room, so that they can click on that. So are you still there, Christina?
Yeah, I am, actually, and I did forget a couple of things.
Oh, good.
So I wanted to mention that I have a 6-day cruise on the Nile that begins on the 2nd of February on board a luxury dahabeah, which is a traditional Egyptian yacht. Yeah. So they can find more details at www.luxornile.com/Nile.
Say that again, Gary, because it cut out here. It was www.luxorlight.com. Is that right?
Luxorlighttravel.com.
Luxorlighttravel.com. Okay. Yeah. You cut out just
I'll
as you
be there.
I will.
And the other thing was that we have Jason and Chantel are teaching Luxor Light Level 1 in Leicester in the UK this coming weekend. So Jason's phone number is 07-7439-69356 if anybody is interested in taking part, and they really will love it. So I recommend anyone that does get a chance, give Jason a call. If they can't make it this weekend, maybe slot into one of his programs. And we have other teachers as well. So Susan Smith also lives in the UK. So, you know, contact me anytime, and or come to Egypt and do it with me. I'll also be offering programs in January, February, early March.
Wow. We wish. Well, let's manifest it. Thank you so much for being our special guest once again, Christina. And we're hoping to have you back again soon. Yeah, when you finish your book, come back on here and we'll talk about your book, and you can tell us where to buy it. And I thought I was going to play up with something else, but I'm going to play something that I channeled from Serapis Bay, or Serapis Bay as you call him. And I channeled it from somewhere up there, and I'm sure he helps. And so I'll play out with this. And thank you so much for being with us, Gary. And
Looking forward to having Jane Dawson on back on with us next week. And enjoy your holiday next week, Jane.
Yeah. Thank you. And welcome to Javonda next week. Okay, so we're going to have to play out because we're going to run out of time. So thank you. Goodbye and God bless, everybody.
Much love, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.